It's Brian and Trisha. We are Quixie 98.3. Trisha is on vacation. Special guests coming in and out of the studio. It's been a very busy show this morning, and my latest is Sophia Todd, and you were just crowned last week Miss America's Teen Kentucky. Did I say that properly?
Yes, Miss Kentucky's Teen.
So you have been competing for how long in pageants now?
This is about my third year doing pageants, yes. Okay.
And you've held several different crowns for several different things.
I have. I've held quite a few county fair titles. And actually, this Monday, I'll be giving up my Miss Hardin County title to a new Miss.
And this has been a thing that people who are from around the area have enjoyed watching you do, because different pageants have different requirements. And the thing that I thought was really cool with this one is you got to show off your talent for this.
Yes, it is. This is the first pageant system that I've ever competed in talent before. Therefore, it's my first time ever doing a talent on a state stage before. So I'll have to say that that's my favorite part of the competition in this one, because it really gets to show your creative side, your personality side. And I really enjoy watching all the other girls too.
Well, and so many different people have a lot of different gifts, and yours is a form of painting that it's done quickly, and it's done with your hands, and it's one of those reveal things.
Yes.
Can you kind of explain how this all got started?
Yeah, of course. So my mom started her own face painting business when I was around 6 years old. So I've gotten to grow up learning through that with her. And through that, I learned I can paint really quick. And we decided to, you know, paint the face on a canvas instead of make the face the canvas. And we started doing it upside down and flipping in at the end. So what I do is I paint The Greatest Showman is the one I just did. And I painted Hugh Jackman upside down in 90 seconds. It's definitely one of the hardest things to practice. It's an expensive thing to practice, going through a lot of canvases, but it's worth it. And I think it's unique and fun.
And the reaction, I've seen the video, the crowd seemed to really enjoy it too.
Yes, they do.
So this experience of coming up, you know, you've done, like you said, some county fairs, and now you're competing at this state level. This program could feed into, you know, taking you into the Miss America pageant someday. Is that an aspiration?
That's definitely an aspiration. This January, I'll be getting to walk the Miss America Teen stage, which, of course, is such an honor. It's not something a lot of people get to do, of course, and I'm really just ready to soak it all in, take it in, and I definitely have goals to compete in the Miss division one day.
So there's always a platform with contestants in these types of things, and they represent something or an organization. Can you talk about what yours is?
Well, mine is my personal platform, ArtSpoken, where I work with nonverbal and language barrier children, helping them communicate through art expression. Right now, I'm an art teacher at Hope Academy for Kids, which is the at-risk youth program in our community. And I serve every single day as an art teacher, making sure these kids get art lessons to have a deeper understanding on how they can communicate through this. And it's more than just a hobby. It's a form of communication and an outlet.
That's fantastic.
Thank
now,
you.
On just a regular day, you know, you're a local girl. You go to high school. Talk about that a little
yes.
bit.
Well, I love hanging out with my friends. Of course, my friend group is super close to me. I love all you guys. I am just a regular everyday teen. I go to high school. This next year, I'll actually be dual enrolled in ECTC and Campbellsville University in place of traditional high school. So I won't be going to high school anymore. That will give me a lot of free time to take this job serious and do a lot more appearances and do a lot more representing and message spreading.
So what is the funniest experience you've ever had with a pageant? There's got to be like a great story of something crazy that happened.
Well, that is ironic, because this last pageant, let me tell you, at Miss Kentucky's Teen, right before I went out for evening gown, the whole entire hem of my dress ripped in half.
Oh,
and
no.
Yes, yes. And whenever I was rehearsing, I mean, the dress was literally like around my feet. Like I couldn't walk in it. So I went backstage and I sewed the entire hem up, like probably 5 minutes before I had to go on stage, and it worked. I ended up winning evening gown that night.
So speed sewing could be your other talent.
I guess so. I need to practice on it a little bit.
Well, what's next? I mean, what's college going to look like?
Well, I do get some scholarship money from this pageant, thankfully, and I will be applying for a few other scholarships for sure. I know that I have won a few type of scholarships. I'm not sure how in depth we're going on in deep we're going into that yet, but I'm looking at a few.
Okay. Is there a certain career path you're looking at?
I'm probably just going to end up taking business classes or maybe communications. I have dreams to own my own business one day, so I definitely want to be an entrepreneur.
All right. Sophia Todd, she is just really taking the pageant world by storm, and she's really doing great with it. And Miss Kentucky's Teen, she was just crowned last week. And if you want to see that speed painting video, go check it out. It's out there on Facebook.
Sure is.
And we are Quixie 98.3.
Thank you all.